moment. This is the first queer slam ever up here in Moab. The poets that are on the stage have come all the way from Washington, D.C., from Colorado Springs, from Phoenix, from Salt Lake City. This is not an academic recitation at Yale. This is a kumbaya moment where poets are delivering their own original gospel truths.
Poetry is dramatic. If you didn't want drama, you shouldn't have dated a poet. After all, I warned you.
I've been doing spoken word for 25 years now, one of the first pioneers of the poetry slam genre, and I've never gotten to headline a Pride Festival, so it's just been really exciting. And in addition to writing and performing poems, I love hosting open mics, and in Washington, D.C., I do a queer open mic called Sparkle. It's a queer open mic for everyone.
The majority of the world feels something that I do not have the capacity for. One day, the idea of sex will no longer be the one-stop guarantee to a panic attack.
I need her to be gone. I need the GPS of my heart to unmap the route to her house. I need to drink enough whiskey that the blessed burn of it will erase her name from my tongue. I need to learn to take up the whole bed again.
With queer and trans poetry, especially, it's really about gender fluidity and trans identity, among many things. And I feel that yes, that is the movement. I think that is the direction of where performance poetry is going.
Can I do a Tina Turner impersonation? Maybe I'll do it later, but I don't know. All right, this poem is called Arctic Lover. After I remove my socks and underwear, he says, I'm not feeling so hot. That poem took me 6 years to write.
It's so good.
But, you know, when I started doing this 25 years ago, it was just extremely radical in the aftermath of the AIDS epidemic to see a young gay Filipino being so vocal. And so now the way that we look at gender and the way that we separate gender expression, gender identity, being asexual, all of that has really exploded.
I need a boatload of sage. I need to light the blood red candles and chant the exact right incantation to cast her out. I need an exorcism. I am tired of living with a ghost.
I'm 16, freshly out of the closet, walking through my high school with that first queer haircut. I only make it to my second class when I'm slammed against a wall, the word faggot ringing in my ears. I will be loud, I will be queer, and I will exist no longer in silence.
There is a strength in the younger generation supporting the open mic. I'm lucky because I go into a school and my job is to get students to write poems and to perform them. So when I go into a classroom, the students and what they say, how they say it, and how I work with them gives me, it's a strong indicator of what the community is like. And so now, I think it's not just the queer poetry, it's also Black Lives Matter and police brutality. Yes, it's great that our poems are out there and that there are new topics and issues that need to shake up our towns and our cities, but I also feel that the poetry doesn't work unless there's also dialogue.
It didn't stop you from looking at me in that way that makes me go, whoa, baby. I think you like me as much as I like you, which is cool because I like you a lot, not like love-like, but I like you so much I'm worried the words I love you are just gonna slip out like any day now. Like, I'm gonna be tying my shoes.